Jed Carney, thanks for speaking with SBS Macedonian. I refer to one of your campaign leaflets for the Batman by-election this Saturday. As you know, the Macedonian community in Australia is deeply offended by a piece of translation material appearing in this promotional leaflet. They've voiced their outrage on social media, and about 40 members or so were at your office recently. As it stands, in the section reserved for a translation in the Macedonian language, the text is in Greek. Is there an explanation for such an error?
Look, this was a very unfortunate error. It was a production error. It was made during the printing of the flyer that my campaign distributed this week. And it's clear that the translated message should have been in the Macedonian language. And I absolutely, sincerely apologise for this serious error and the upset it has caused.
Do you know who is responsible for the printed matter?
Look, you know, we're really not looking for who, we're just wondering why. Clearly there was a systematic error with the checking of the flyer. Somehow this mistake got through those systems, and we are absolutely positive that this will not ever happen again.
So have they been able to explain how the error has occurred?
Look, clearly there was a breakdown in the printing of this. You know, there's cutting and pasting, and we were very careful to get a Macedonian translation of the information. But it was just in the formatting of the flyer. Whoever did that, you know, we're not looking for who, but unfortunately the system let us down that the wrong translation went in the wrong place. All I can say again is that we sincerely apologise. I totally understand the upset it's caused. I know how sensitive this issue is. We very much appreciate the important contribution that the Macedonian community makes in Melbourne, particularly in this electorate. And I will be working very, very hard, if I'm elected on Saturday, to make up for this error.
If you can appreciate the Macedonian community would like to know a little bit more about how an error, you know, of this nature can occur. Was it not obvious to the person or the persons handling the material that the same text had appeared twice in the one leaflet?
Well, had the editing processes been done properly, I think it would have been quite obvious. But unfortunately, it's quite clear that that process has let us down, seriously let us down. And it's clear that the translated message should have been in Macedonian. I have been meeting a lot of Macedonian people throughout this campaign. You know, I have been grateful for the interaction and the engagement that I've had. And we are sincerely sorry. We are posting an apology on Facebook. We are calling many of our Macedonian friends in the electorate. Bill Shorten will be sending a letter to as many as possible, as many of our Macedonian constituents as possible, and we certainly hope that the community understands that there was no ill intent whatsoever, that this was really a serious formatting and editing error.
Well, most Macedonians are asking themselves right now, how is it that the text substitution didn't occur with the Mandarin text, for example? Mandarin, Macedonian, both beginning with the letter M. You could be forgiven for mistaking the headings and text, but lo and behold, it's happened again with the Greek translation. Ms. Carney, examples such as this are not uncommon, and misrepresentation keeps reoccurring, so you can understand how an error of this nature, and just before an election, is seen as deliberate, as an attack on the Macedonian community, using any way to show that anything Macedonian is Greek. A quick read of some of the posts made by Greek Australians on your Facebook pages congratulate you on the printing error.
All I can say again is that this was definitely a serious production error. There was no ill intent meant whatsoever. I know many of the Macedonian community in this area, and they know me very well also. So I can only reiterate that this really was a system error. There was no ill intent at all, and we sincerely apologise. I sincerely apologise.
The Macedonian community members have called for an apology, which, as you've mentioned, you and opposition leader Bill Shorten have both signed and will appear on the SBS News website as well as be distributed across the Macedonian community. Have you considered an apology to the Greek community for the misrepresentation of their language as being Macedonian? I'm sure you're aware of how deeply these sensitivities run between the two ethnic groups.
I am very aware of the sensitivities between the two ethnic groups. That's why I consider this a serious mistake. And if anybody is offended by it whatsoever, then I do apologise.
So will there be an official apology to the Greek community?
I'm really focusing right now on apologising to the Macedonian community because I feel their anger and their disappointment at this. If anybody is offended, if anybody else is offended, then certainly I would express my apologies.
The Macedonian community feels very strongly that it is being continually discriminated against, especially where politicians of Greek background are the sole advisers on issues that affect the Macedonians. The Labour Party is on record for having renamed the Macedonian community without any consultation, dating back to the mid-90s, if you recall. That was solely done on the advice of politicians of Greek background, the renaming of the Macedonians as Slav Macedonians. What would you say would be considered appropriate to alleviate the potential for such insults and damage in future by politicians?
A deep understanding of the sensitivities of this nature is very important. And I have to admit, I am not a foreign policy expert. I would leave that up to the foreign policy spokespeople within the Labor Party, Penny Wong, namely. But I understand that Labor accepts as a temporary measure the terminology used by the UN concerning the name, and pending a resolution on the dispute between the governments in Athens and Skopje, we will certainly look to any opportunity to contribute or facilitate to that process.
The seat of Batman has had a strong Macedonian presence for many decades, predominantly Labour voters, but this trend has been changing. Do you think this production era could reflect on your election result?
I certainly hope not. We've been doing everything we can today to mitigate this era, and I am really counting on the Macedonians community to understand that it was seriously a system error, a serious one, I grant you, but there was absolutely no ill intent meant in it at all.
Social media commentary on your views on refugees is not too supportive of the Labour Party's policy direction. In fact, it's mostly contrary. Has anyone in your campaign thought that this production error could be an act of sabotage, for instance, using the Macedonian translation error as a way of diverting Macedonian voters away from the Labour Party?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't think there would be anybody in my team that would have that intent. I am a very genuine person, and I very much want to work with all local communities to strengthen the wonderful diversity and the multicultural vibrancy of the Batman community. To me, that is incredibly important, and I don't believe that that is the case. It seriously was a formatting production error.
I understand you'll be appearing at the Darabin Arts Centre tonight at 6:30 p.m. for a public meeting or an apology to the Macedonian community.
Well, we have a public meeting tonight that will cover a broad range of issues, from Indigenous policy to retirement policy through to schools and health and education. But I am expecting some representation from the Macedonian community, and I will be publicly apologising at that forum tonight.
Jed Carney, thanks for speaking with SBS Macedonian.
My pleasure. Thank you.